Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, welcome to the second day of lives here from the Locarno Festival, the 70th edition. Today I'm in company of Linur Palmason, director of Winter Brothers, screening here in competition. So welcome, Linur.
Thank you very much.
So, first of all, I'm always curious when it's the first feature film, as in your case, what led you to this topic, this Brothers, A Tale of Two Brothers, for the first feature film?
I'm actually not 100% sure where it started. I think it started probably a long time ago, intuitive. But then later on, this world, this Winter Brother world that I wanted to depict this film, I think the trigger was, the trigger for me, or the heart of the film, was the lack of love story. A person in a very primitive place, wanting to be loved and desired. I think the lack of love story within the sort of Winter Brother world.
With my colleagues, we were talking about your film, and he suddenly said he felt like a Western, because, you know, there's a lady, there's a rivality, there's the bad guys, and, you know, families fighting. What do you think about this view of this white Western?
I think it has a Western quality, or and I think it's probably comes from somewhere that what I was grew up with watching. I'm very split between contemporary art and then the films that I grew up with, which were very mainstream Western film. So I think this sort of affects the film in some way.
So I'm glad that we felt a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's true. I think without me knowing it, I think, you know, when I saw it, it had an epic Western feel, which was sort of a surprise, I think.
For our listeners and viewers, you're a visual artist, and you can really tell from the film because it's perfect visually. So how did you work on that? How did you work on this balance between what we said, the dynamics, the Western genre, when with this white photography and all the visuals?
I think for me it's a constant process. You know, I work and then some of my work tends to have a bigger narrative, and when they tend to have a bigger narrative, they sort of go in the direction of being a film. Some work goes to be a still series, some work becomes a sculpture or whatever. But if it begins to have a more narrative, and they begin to speak, and a story sort of evolves, emerges, it tends to become a film. So I mostly just work, and something emerges, and this becomes either a film or something else.
And talking about creating a balance, there are some, let's say, without spoiling too much, there are some, let's say, surreal elements or something that you put in the film, like let's say an army training. So how did you come up with those scenes and with that idea, and how did you work on creating a balance with the whole story and the tale of two brothers?
I think the balance is very much what I think. I always try to think of a film being divided in three things: the past, being like my roots, where I come from, and today, being sort of the temperament that I have, my temperament, and being then the future, being wants and needs and desires and stuff, and sort of all of these things blended together. So the feel I wanted with the the feel I wanted the film to be. I wanted it to be a debut. I wanted it to be naive. I wanted it to be playful. I wanted it to be beautiful. I wanted it to be brutal. I wanted. So I think these. But it's like you say, it's a very fine balance. It has to work within. You know, it can't be. It can't be absurd to try to be absurd. It has to be authentically weird in a good way. You know, because I think in many ways, reality is much more weird than film. So I think I just I'm very open for things to take place that surprise me. So the for example the videos, they were important because they were fresh and they were playful and they were. I think it's that. That's why I was open for them. So,
talking about the film being real, is that why there's an ending, but in a way there's not, because life goes on in a way or another.
Yeah, I think films have, or I enjoy films if there's some space for an individual to experience it. And hopefully this individual has, it has to be space for someone to experience it. And I think I wanted in the end of the film to have an ambiguity, or I like ambiguity. I think films should have ambiguity, that it can go, you can't have that feeling or another feeling. I think that's very important. So a film is I wanted it to be open when it's done, in a way.
Thank you so much. Good luck for the film, because it's a competition.
Thank you very much.
And we've been talking with Lino Palmaso, director of Winter Brothers, screening at Locarno 70 in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.